Lady Hawk is back. 2009 Delirium was the launch pad. Of course, that led to a pile of music awards, international tours, a couple more albums. Now she's back with her fourth album, the first in 5 years, having moved home from LA. It is called Time Flies, and Lady Hawk is with us. Good morning.
How's it going? Good morning.
It's going very well indeed. Hey, funny story. Well, it's not that funny, actually. I saw you perform at the music awards when Delirium was a big thing, and that was like, so, and I was thinking about it the other day. Two things about that. One, it's a long time ago. It's like 12 years ago. Does it feel like 12 years?
In ways it does, and in some ways it doesn't. Like, it's just flown by, but so much has happened in that time that when I look back on it, I'm like, oh yeah, that is a long time ago.
Which is the second part of my story. Is that why the album's called Time Flies? Because time does fly.
Yeah, that really was a play on everything that's happened, and the fact that it took me 5 years to get a record out, and, you know, I was sort of poking fun at myself, really.
See, people who will watch the video version of this particular interview, the reason I'm assuming it took 5 years to get an album out is because you're permanently gaming, and I look at your chair and I look at all the gear you've got behind it. You're clearly serious.
Oh, yeah. No, I love gaming. I'm like a PC gamer and PS5, and I collect consoles. Gaming's a big part of my life.
What's the fascination?
I don't know. I've been like that ever since I was a kid. I think it's a little form of escapism. I love the bright colours. I've always been drawn to the colours and the music and the sounds. Like, it's very immersive. Mm. And the better games get, the more immersive they become. And that they're becoming more story driven, which appeals to me as well. I don't know. I just really, really connect with gaming. I always have.
What do you play?
A whole host of things. At the moment, I'm sort of fixed on a PC game called Phasmophobia, which is it's a ghost hunting game. It sounds ridiculous when I say it out loud, but you play ghost hunters, and you get assigned these houses that are haunted, and yeah, you go and you have to figure out what type of ghost it is. But it's truly horrifying and scary, and I'm a sucker for a bit of a jump scare. So
do you go in under who you are? So do other people know who you are in that sense?
Yeah, I've got a gaming community that I've formed online through streaming on Twitch, and I have a Discord, and I game with my friends in Discord. It's pretty next level nerdy, but yeah, wow. I've like made quite a lot of really good friends through it, and they all know what I do, and they know who I am, and you know, we game outside of me streaming. We just game in my evenings. I like message, anyone want to play a game with me? You know, anyone want to jump on? So it's been great.
Have you had a discussion with anybody as to whether you spend too much time online?
This has been a discussion that's been had in my house, yes.
How many hours do you reckon you'd spend a week online?
Oh, God, this is really, God, a lot.
Really? Would it be like one a day, two a day, 2 hours a day?
Oh, God, no way.
Oh, that's,
God, that's not even in a blink of an eye. Like, that's like hours. I'm talking hours.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I'm so lucky you've made time to speak to us this morning. Well,
once my daughter's asleep in the evenings, I'm just like, it's my gaming time.
Good on you.
So I could game till like 1 a.m, no worries. You know.
What about the goggle things? Do you wear the goggle things? Are you into those? Are they the future?
I don't have them for PC, but I've got the VR for PlayStation, and it's pretty amazing. Yeah, it's like it does. There's a limit to it, I think. Like, I can only play it for so long, and then, and then it hurts my head a little bit.
I guess we're so blessed that you've actually gone and produced an album, aren't we?
Look, I have to say that this like latest like obsession has been kind of, I'm going to blame the pandemic, okay? Like,
okay.
There was a lot of time at home, and I just, the more time at home, the more time me in front of my computer. So
okay,
it's the pandemic's fault.
Fair enough. I ask all artists the same question, though. Has COVID been, musically speaking, has COVID been creative or a hassle?
It's been both. It's definitely been a hassle because of the cancelling things and having to push things back. And you know, you plan for something, you plan for a show, or even, you know, even the album release, and then it can't happen. So everything keeps getting pushed back and pushed back or cancelled or postponed. And that's been a real bummer. But the creativity side of it, like I'd already done half the record pre-COVID. And when COVID happened, it sort of made me rethink my whole creative process. And I was able to do this really with my producer in the States. And we did a Zoom. We would screen share. We made an entire song via Zoom. We were able to do the production together via Zoom and screen sharing. And then I was like, because we, you know, we came out of lockdown before everybody else, I was able to get back in the studio in New Zealand with Josh Fountain, who's he produced Benny.
Yes.
We were able to finish it off. So it was pretty creative for me.
Fantastic. So is the vibe still there? You know, you sit in a studio and it's the vibe, it's the mood. Can you get that on Zoom or is it completely different?
It's different. Yeah, that's one thing you can't get that via Zoom. You can try as hard as you want and get all the nice lighting, but it's not the same.
Fantastic. Now you're back here. Is it true you were in LA, weren't you?
I was in LA.
And you moved back from LA because of a shooting.
Yeah, and I was pregnant as well. There was a shooting at my building and I was, it's just the sort of stuff that just doesn't, it's like, what the heck is happening here? Like, I looked out the window and there's like cops everywhere, helicopters, cars blocking the street, like all these cops were just holding their guns up to this balcony. It was just horrifying. And I was talking to Madeline on the phone at the time. I was like, there's a shooting. She was back in New Zealand doing breaker uppers. And I was like, okay, I think we need to like leave here.
So it was bye-bye LA.
Yeah. It was just that was too much. That was the nail in the coffin for me as far as I was concerned.
And you're happy now? You're settled and all of that? It was the right move?
Yeah, it was definitely the right move. And, you know, family's all in New Zealand, friends. It was a great move to make, yeah.
Good. I'm very pleased. So I've got you down as a tour starting on the 27th of November. Which, if you check your calendars, not actually that many days away.
No, that's not happening.
Yeah, exactly. I'm assuming that's off, is it?
Yeah. No, that's not happening. That's classic. We'll see what happens. Maybe it'll be next year. I hope it will be, because I'm desperate to get back out on the road.
It's all the artists you talk to. It's that making music is one thing, and that's a creative release because you can do it, technically speaking. But the ability to stand on a stage and interact with people seems to be the biggest deal of all for an artist.
Yeah, it is. And you sort of don't actually realize that until it's taken away from you. Like I haven't really had time in my career to reflect on that until this pandemic happened, and then I physically couldn't tour, and I kept, you know, booking shows and they kept getting postponed. The other night I did a full live show and streamed it on Twitch. That was on Friday, and that was the closest I've got to that feeling in such a long time. It was amazing, and it made me realize I'm just desperate for it.
Fantastic. Well, the very best of luck with the album. When you get back on stage, who knows, but you know, good luck with that. What are you doing for Christmas?
I'm going down to the Wairarapa to spend it with my mum, which will be awesome.
Good. Are you breaking through the border, or are you hoping the borders will be open?
I'm assuming they'll be open.
Who would know?
I hope so.
Who would know? Lovely to catch up with you. Nice to talk. Good luck with everything.
Awesome. Thanks heaps.
Lady Hawk. So she recorded the song specially for us. It's the new single from her album, My Love. The special recording was done for us at Roundhead Studios. Enjoy.
I'm running in circles, but
The album's Time Flies out now. The single is My Love. Good to have Lady Hawk on the program. We wish you well.